Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net.
Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. Here are your hosts, Jonathan Milligan and Bob Loddick.
So what does it take to get a book published? What are the steps? Maybe you've wondered that, and today we're going to cover that. We're even going to talk about how you can turn a blog into a best-selling book. So today, I am honored to have Chad Allen with us. He is a writer, editor, speaker, and consultant. He currently serves as the editorial director for Baker Books, which is a division of Baker Publishing Group. He's worked there for over 12 years, and today we're going to dive into some questions you've probably wondered yourself. So without further ado, we're going to jump into the interview. So hey, Chad, welcome to the podcast.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving us some time to talk today. So today we're going to cover some common questions people have when they want to write their first book. So let's just jump into this. What would you tell a blogger who said, I want to write a nonfiction book, but I don't have a clue where to start?
Right. Well, the great thing is that, your audience is full of bloggers, because what I would say to a blogger is start by continuing to do what you're already doing. You're already writing a book if you're writing a blog. That would be the first place to start. Now obviously you have to figure out the shape of your book and so forth, but I think the first place to start is just to begin writing. And a blog is a great place to do that. Not only because you're refining your craft, the ability to write, you're also trying different concepts out there and you're learning what resonates with people. So I think blogging is a terrific place to start if you want to write a nonfiction book.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know for me, it's just, you just start getting and discovering your voice as you just continue to keep writing. You find out what resonates in your own heart and mind as well, and what themes begin to show up as you do your own writing. And it's really a lot like an online journal. Obviously, it's not just for you, but it's helping other people too. But I know that's been true for me, as it's helped me to see myself in a new light as well.
Yeah. And there's nothing like writing a blog post where when you finish it, you go, that came from a very real place for me.
Yeah.
That's when you tap into your authentic self, and that's where the magic is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me ask you this, because I know this is a question a lot of people have. What are the main things a publisher looks for when deciding whether or not to publish a book?
Yeah, and that's a question I get a lot as an acquisitions editor for a large book publisher. There are three things. I mean, you could make the list as long as you wanted, but if I had to whittle it down, I would point to three things. Those three things are a great concept, excellent writing, and a big platform. So when it comes to concept, what I encourage writers to do when they're trying to figure out what their concept should be is to brainstorm titles and maybe subtitles too, and then interact with people about those titles and subtitles. I mean, you could even make this fun and have a party or something where you just encourage your friends to brainstorm with you. You tell them, look, I want to write this book about, whatever it is. Here are some of my title ideas. Would you just brainstorm with me what some different titles could be? And you go through that process two or three times and you'll end up with a title that kind of rises to the surface. And that becomes shorthand for your concept. And from there, it's, figuring out the structure of the book. And then, of course, you know, excellent writing. And again, the blog is a great place to practice that. You don't become a better writer except by writing. So that there's no shortcut to that. You have to do the work. And platform, you know, platform is just a means of gaining exposure for your work. And the great thing is that it's never been easier. It's never been more accessible to have a significant platform. It doesn't happen overnight. I just interviewed a literary agent who said, people need to know it doesn't happen overnight. It takes, she said, 2 to 3 years. And I think that's about right before you have a significant platform. So those are the three things that publishers look for.
Great. Those are all helpful. And I know I was thinking in my own mind, some of the answers you were providing there, I think that's good. I love the idea of a party or just mm-hmm. the people who care about you and brainstorming, and just amazing what some ideas that can come from that. So that's great advice. Here's another question. I would say this is a common question too. What would you tell someone if they said, I have a book concept that I'm really passionate about, but nobody knows me. Should I still write it?
And my answer to that is an unqualified yes, because, you know, writing a book isn't just about selling a bunch of copies to a bunch of people who know you. Writing is about a lot of other things besides that. It's about getting a message out of you that's inside you that you have a passion for. The other thing is that writing the book will help you become someone that people know. So the book itself becomes a platform builder. And don't be scared about this idea that if I write the book and nobody knows me, well, you know, then I've written my best stuff and it's gone and I don't have a second chance and all this. No, we have to start from this idea that if we're given our best stuff, there's always going to be more. Mm. It's that we live in this economy of abundance rather than scarcity. And if we, you know, so I just encourage people, no, there's always going to be more. Just keep giving your best stuff. And somehow, it'll be all right. You know, you'll continue to have more great content. So my advice is write the book. Go ahead and write it. And if nothing else, use it as a platform builder so that for your next book, there are more people who know about you. It's just terrific that we live in this world where self-publishing is so easy. It's never been easier to, I mean, it's not like it doesn't take work. It certainly does, but it's never been cheaper. It's never been simpler to write and self-publish a book. So I'd say go for it.
Great. Now, you've worked with hundreds of writers in your 15-year publishing career, and I guess my question would be, what are the practices that you've seen writers use that have helped them stay motivated to keep on going? The motivation and the importance of staying motivated.
Yeah, and to answer that question, I like to tell a story by way of illustration. What I like to ask people to do is imagine two chefs. One chef is a culinary ninja who has hours and hours of experience in the kitchen. The other chef, for the sake of this illustration, is me, who's had about, 28 minutes in the kitchen. imagine we both have the same recipe for a souffle and as much cooking time as we want. Whose souffle would you rather be served? And the answer is obvious, because you see, it's not about the recipe. I mean, the recipe is important so far as it goes, but there's no substitute for hours in the kitchen. And as it relates to writing, what happens is people get discouraged. They start writing on their blog or they start writing a book and they give up. And it really disappoints me when I hear those stories. So What I like to talk about are the practices that are going to help a writer stay on the journey. What are the things that you have to build into your life to help you keep on writing? And so for me, those there are four essential practices, and I use an acronym to remember them. The acronym is DART: decision, action, relationships, and time. You know, decision is all about figuring out what your why is. Why are you writing? And returning to that again and again. You know, I write because I have this deep sense that it's what I'm supposed to be contributing to the world. So getting in touch with your why is a huge part of that. Action is about your process. The one thing you can control in the process of in the whole endeavor of writing is your process. So where do you sit? What tools do you use? What time do you do it? Music or no music? Do you have a favorite drink you like to have by your elbow? How many words do you like to write in a session? Fall in love with your process as much as possible. The R in DART is for relationships. I just think, you can do this blogging thing, this writing thing in a lot of different ways. My advice is don't go it alone. Have some relationships, some people who are supporting you on this journey. That can look like groups. That can look like a one-on-one. That can be a mentor. It can be an online community. So there are a lot of different ways that can look, but be intentional about the support you have around you. And then time. What gets scheduled gets done. And if we don't carve time out to do this work, it's probably not going to happen. So being intentional about that. So those are the four practices that I think are really important to staying motivated.
Okay, that's really helpful. And now you've put together something that the Blogging Your Passion listeners can get a hold of that relates to this. I know you and I were talking about this, and you wanted to make sure that that these people actually have a step-by-step process. I think you said it was a 28 or 21 day challenge that they can go through, and that you've put this together for Blogging Your Passion listeners. Where can they go to get that?
Right. And I want to be really clear. This I'm not pitching anything. I'm not selling anything. This is just because I really want people to not just start the blogging journey, but to stay after it. And so you're right. I created this. I wrote this little book, Do Your Art, which is also available on my site. But for the Blogging Your Passion readers, I created this Do Your Art 21-day Do Your Art Challenge, and it takes those four practices and it leads readers through a step-by-step process of building those practices into your life, so that by the end of those 21 days, hopefully they become enough of a part of you, or enough of a part of your rhythm, that they just become natural and they become so helpful that you don't want to let them go. So that's available at my blog, which is chadrallen.com, chadrallen.com/blogging. And there's also a little video up there, a 3-minute video, again, just for your readers, Jonathan, of me talking a little more about those practices. So I really hope people take advantage of that.
Okay, great. And Blogging Your Passion audience, I just encourage you guys to go check that out and get that motivation that you need, especially if right now you're feeling a little discouraged, you're a little down, you're not where you wanted to be when you started this blogging adventure, then this is the kind of motivation, inspiration that you need that's going to build into you those practices like Chad talked about, of understanding how you can develop that mindset of a writer to help you to keep on going. One last question, Chad, and this has been great. I appreciate you giving us some time. But, you know, it seems like blogging and writing a book may involve some similarities, but obviously some differences too. Is there a way to do both at the same time?
Yeah, I think there absolutely is. I mean, you're right. There are similarities and there are differences. The blogging is, I think of blogging when it comes to book writing, it's kind of like the sketches you do before going to the main canvas. And You know, I used my own blogging to write my own book, Do Your Art, A Manifesto on Rejecting Apathy to Bring Your Best to the World. So I have some personal experience with this. It's not a long book, but what I did is I used my blog content and reshaped it, added new content, edited it, added more information, added some interactivity into it, and created this book. So, and in fact, I think you and I are planning to do a webinar about this. And so we've already talked about it some in this podcast, but I'm looking forward to going into more detail during our webinar, because I think it could be really helpful to people.
Yeah, and just to let you guys know, next month we are going to, and actually as you listen to this recording, you can go ahead and sign up for this. But at the time of this recording, at least, it's going to be in the month of December. But I'd encourage you guys to go and sign up for the webinar that we're going to be on. And the topic is going to be how to blog your way to a best-selling book. If you've ever thought about writing a book, or what the process is to get that book going, or how a blog and a book can work together in this instance, then this is going to be a must-attend webinar. And so you guys can go and sign up for that at bloggingyourpassion.com/webinar. So the two links, again, that we're talking about today is, first of all, get that 21-day motivation and guide for you in your blogging adventure. That's at chadrallen.com/blogging. And then make sure you go and register for the webinar that Chad and I both are going to be doing. My experience, like most of you know, has been in self-publishing. So in it, I'll probably share some tips if we get an opportunity to, and what I've done with the Kindle writing and the course that I've created that has helped a lot of other people produce some books on the Kindle. But also, Chad's going to give us some advice from the publishing side to help you understand what it means to blog your way to a best-selling book. And again, you can get to that and register at bloggingyourpassion.com/webinar. All right, well, listen, this has been great. I appreciate you spending some time with us today. And I know I've learned a few things just us having a little chat today. So again, Chad, thanks for being here.
No, I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview. Chad has a great experience, and I know I learned a lot. Well, if you've ever wanted to figure out how you can turn your blog into a best-selling book, Chad is actually going to spend time with us on an upcoming webinar for Blogging Your Passion. So that is happening very soon. And what I would do is I'd encourage you, as we mentioned before, to go to bloggingyourpassion.com/webinar, and you will be able to sign up for this exclusive webinar. He's going to walk through the 5 steps that you need to take in order to plan and think ahead about turning your blog into a best-selling book. He's going to give us examples of authors, successful authors that he knows and what they've done. So you're going to want to be there. Make sure that you attend. Again, bloggingyourpassion.com/webinar. All right, well, that's it for this episode of Blogging Your Passion. We thank you again for spending some time with us. And as always, we value your feedback. Actually, Walter Mason recently over on Twitter gave us a great review, and he mentioned us and said, "The Blogging Your Passion podcast is essential listening for any blogger." Thanks, Walter. That means a lot to us personally. We appreciate and value your feedback. So if you'd like to go over and rate us on iTunes, we would be eternally grateful. Go over there, plug us, let us know what you think, or come over to Twitter and share with us some of your experiences, what you've learned from listening to this podcast, and so much more. So again, go out there, blog your passion, and change someone's world.